Griner asks for mercy in Russia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I made an honest mistake, and I hope that in your ruling that it doesn't end my life here.
The American basketball star was in a cage in court in Russia a short time ago, saying she understands the drug charges against her and pleaded guilty to having cannabis oil vape cartridges in February, but Griner says she had no criminal intent.
I want the court to understand that it was an honest mistake that I made while rushing under stress, trying to recover from post-COVID, and just trying to get back to my team.
A prosecutor is asking for a 9.5-year prison sentence, and a verdict is expected later this hour. The U.S. and Russia are considering a prisoner swap to free Griner and another American, Paul Whelan, as an accused spy. China is playing war games in Taiwan, right around and all over the island, angry over House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit yesterday to the island nation it claims to own.
China conducting what it calls unprecedented medium-range live-fire precision missile strikes on selected targets around Taiwan. The drills, also dubbed by Beijing the largest ever in that area.
Fox's Greg Palcott.
There are reports even of missiles actually crossing over the island and through its airspace.
Speaker Pelosi's now in Japan after a stop in South Korea. Members of Congress in both parties are mourning a lawmaker killed in a car crash. Jackie Walorski, a Republican.
She was not fearful. If she believed in a mission, she was going to see it through.
That is House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Walorski and two of her staffers died when another car veered into theirs in her district in Indiana and then hit them head-on. That driver also died. The jury that will decide if Nicholas Cruz should get the death penalty for shooting up a high school in Parkland, Florida in 2018 will take a field trip to that school today. 17 students and adults died. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. Stocks are mixed. The morning after some big gains. Fox's Lillian Wu watching the markets and more live here in New York.
Dave, the Dow is down nearly 45 points. S&P pretty flat, up 3. And NASDAQ is up close to 50, getting a lift from Alphabet and Meta. But other big tech names, Apple and Microsoft, are down. Eli Lilly reported before the bell it's cutting its full year forecast for the second time. It's down almost 3%. Raising its forecast, Kellogg, which is hiking snack and food prices. Coinbase shares, which have been battered recently, surging on a boost from meme traders. And the latest data on the jobs market showing unemployment claims for last week ticking up to 260,000. That's near a 9-month high, Dave.
Lillian, the price of oil this morning has been down a little bit more, about a half dollar, right around $90 a barrel, which could help gas keep falling. It's dropped 51 days in a row since June's record. AAA's national average for regular, just under $4.14 per gallon, 88 cents less than the all-time high, still 95 cents more than a year ago. Monkeypox keeps spreading. There are more than 26,000 cases worldwide, an outbreak that's mostly infected men who've had sex with men. About a quarter of the cases here in the U.S.
As California, Illinois and New York have declared public health emergencies for the monkeypox virus. A new report by the New York Times says a delay by the Department of Health and Human Services means far fewer available vaccine doses. The Times says HHS officials did not ask early on that the vaccine's maker, Bavarian Nordic, bottle bulk stocks of the vaccine the U.S. already owned. And by the time the orders were placed, the manufacturer had booked other clients and wasn't able to do it.
Now that virus, monkeypox, has been found in 48 states in the U.S., everywhere but Montana and Wyoming. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.